Welcome to Geek's Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And we are live from Japan and Orange County, California, today, tonight, wherever you happen to be. It has been a day over here. You know, I don't know. You never know. I literally just walked back in. I'm going to get into why a little bit later, but I just walked back into the apartment here where I am staying in Japan after a very adventurous day. In fact, a very adventurous week. But before we get into any of that stuff and all the stuff we're going to talk about tonight, Katie, what should people do?
Go into the chat and guess who is in which time zone.
I don't even know what time zone I'm in.
You have no idea. I know what time it is better than you do. And that's scary. Anyway, you can also say hi to Ham, who is behind me. I won't show you because my bed's not made, but that's fine. Say hi to him because he can hear you. He is all knowing. He is all seeing. He accepts your energy.
That's terrifying. All right.
You've met him. You know how he is.
He's something. He's definitely
much like Kaushik, which is a reference that I don't think anyone's going to understand except for me.
That is okay. All right. The holidays are upon us, and we are going to make a world of good, hopefully, this year in multiple ways. Last week, we brought up the Give Back campaign with Shop Disney, which we hope you'll be a part of. But we also have an event that we are going to take part in with Chalk Hospital, which is always a great thing. And it involves going for a spin at South Coast Plaza Carousel 50 times.
That's a lot of times.
It is a lot of times, but it is for the Carousel of Possible Dreams. It's going to be raising money for the Autism and Neurodevelopment Center at Chalk. And you can help support this, whether you want to do that financially, whether you want to join our team. You can either show up or run as a silent walker, I think, as well. It is on December 3rd at 8 o'clock a.m., which would be awesome. And yeah, I know. It's 8 to 10. It'll be a quick, in there, head on over to Disneyland to film Candlelight. It's going to be a weekend. But if you can't do it, make sure to support. They are trying to raise $20,000 for this event. I think we can make a huge dent in that here with Daps Magic and Geek's Corner. So we have the link that I'm sure Roger is tweeting out right now. And it's also over on the website. We'll be in the show notes as well. So you can join our team. You can support. You can, whatever it is that you can do, maybe share about this as well, just to help us raise our team goal of $1,000. Because wouldn't it be cool if we did a 20th or maybe even more of what Chalk is trying to raise for this very special cause. And it's a cause that's near and dear to our hearts, as we've got a couple of good friends that are impacted by this. And it can really make a difference in people like their lives. And we've seen how it does in a positive way. So join Team Daps Magic or support us. You can find my page. You can find the team page on dapsmagic.com, or head on over to the link that we have there as well to participate. Any other thoughts on that, Katie? I know that was kind of a pitch. It wasn't my initial plan.
I liked it. As somebody who has ridden Splash Mountain 21 times consecutively in a day, I think that riding a carousel at a mall 50 times in a day sounds way better.
And it's probably to like Christmas music or something too, I feel like.
That's not a selling point for me.
Oh, okay.
I listen to Christmas music 40 hours a week.
Paul McCartney sing Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time for however long it takes to go through.
You know what? I do like that Christmas song. And I will also say, yes, I work retail. I have worked retail for almost 15 years, which is terrifying. I have not yet lost Whamageddon this year. Is that jinxing it?
Is coming. I'm pretty sure this is the year where I might win, just because I'm really not hearing the traditional Christmas songs that you would normally hear in stores. I've heard them earlier, but they're not the normal ones that you hear.
You get back to California around Thanksgiving time, so it's over for you. It is so over for you.
It depends. I'm not going to really have time to go anywhere when I get back. You think about it. It's going to be Disneyland, and then off we go to the party. And this carousel.
The other issue is, I just realized, is that if
Third, during the carousel.
we can't talk at the same time.
Oh, that's a bummer. But the real thing would be is if this got ruined for me during this fundraiser for Chalk.
I think that would be kind of hilarious.
It would. What were you gonna say?
I don't know anymore because I'm so confused all the time today. I will say that Bailey has asked to see Ham, and who am I to disappoint the people?
There is Ham. Handsome Ham.
Handsome Ham! You're
You're
so
welcome.
handsome! Oh, he just did a big stretch. He's so handsome. And
That is true.
Indy is in the living room, and I wish that we had recorded last week when Indy heard his
After the
dad's
show,
voice. Yeah.
post show was very fun. He got very excited when he could hear me. All right, we're going to keep moving forward, and we have gotten letters at San Francisco Square. I can say that fast 5 times. But it now says Port of San Francisco on the waterline or gate fence, whatever, on the edge of San Francisco Square, which I think looks amazing and kind of completes what we saw in the concept art, however many months, years ago. What do you think about these letters arriving?
The letters are so great. Can I say something not controversial, but maybe a little spicy?
Oh, okay. What kind of spice?
Some mild, some cayenne.
So a little like little, oh, cayenne's a little bit spicier, but
It's a
okay.
little spicy, but it's nothing too crazy, nothing we can't handle. I
Okay, what
do
do you got?
think that Disney Parks fans very frequently, and this is included in this last week as well, need to sometimes let things happen and work themselves out before they get worked up about things. Myself included, I have gotten worked up about things and I'm like, that was supposed to be here. And then it happened 3 weeks later. It's okay. We have to start to learn that sometimes things are not all going to happen at once. The letters look amazing. I love them. But was all of that heartburn for the last month and a half worth it? Like, honestly, I'm sorry if that was too spicy. I'm on DayQuil. I'll blame the DayQuil.
I honestly I didn't even notice really, and like to me it was kind of like, well, they'll get here at some point, and I wasn't super concerned about it because I already liked what they'd given, and I do think they've had a really good track record of recent years of giving us things that we really like, and we may not realize how much we like them, and they may take a while to develop and percolate, I guess. But I think
Boy, good
Disney,
word.
especially in the parks, have done a fantastic job of creating experiences that people will enjoy. And sometimes it's specific people, and that doesn't mean everybody's going to like every little thing. But if you're not a big Hero 6 fan, you probably appreciate the lights and the colors and the decorations, but it's just not going to be your place, and that's fine. And not everybody wants to go on jumping jellyfish either. But I do think
Jump, jump, jelly.
I love listening to it more than going on it, to be completely honest. But I do think there is this level of patience that doesn't always happen that could be a virtue that would make things a whole lot better for everybody and happier. And it's been interesting having conversations with other Americans out here that have gotten to experience Tokyo, Japan, or Tokyo Disney, or other things around Japan. And it's a very different approach to things where it's not super high, it's not super low. Like you kind of have this, I think we have this stereotype of people being super excited Disney. And they are. But they're not quite what we expect. Like when you see the show at the end of the show, it's golf clap. Like everybody golf claps. And it's very weird because they love it and they've waited hours to watch this show. And they're like, oh, that was very, very good. And we watched, was it Meet the Beat with Mickey Mouse or whatever that show was, golf clap. And you know they absolutely love this because they've dressed up in like cosplay that are ridiculously over the top. Better than anything we've ever seen in the States. And they're putting all of these efforts and they're getting in line ridiculously early in the morning so they can be the first ones in. And then golf clap. And the culture there is celebrate what you have, take care of what you have, and celebrate the system. And I think that's something that really empowers the cast members on the flip side to create something even more special. And you see them, how, you know, how proud they are, how they smile all the time. Like, they are smiling and happy and just all in all the time. And I'm like, that can't be just what you are. That's a culture that's been built. And that's a culture that's continued to be maintained, but it kind of has to have a little bit of both sides of the cast member and the guests buying into said culture and then building up on it. And as I was thinking about the hubbub of San Francisco Square, I'm like, I wonder how that would have played out in Tokyo Disney, because I think it would have been, maybe Fantasy Seas is the best example of that, is just kind of like, well, they're excited about it. They're waiting for it. Are there people really like clamoring? I didn't see, when I walked by where I think it is, I didn't see anybody clamoring to look through the walls or anything. And I think there's just a patience and an acceptance of it'll be what it's supposed to be whenever it's supposed to be. And until then, we're just going to be happy that we have everything else. And I like that approach. It was very rewarding to experience.
I would just like to say, for anyone, Mr. Dapps included, who tries to fight me when I say that Mr. Dapps is the nice one of this duo, just look at that. I gave a very spicy take. I said, boom, calm down. Mr. Dapps goes, there's this lovely lesson about humanity and cultures and how lovely we can all be to each other. So if you ever start to question who is the nicer one between the two of us, it's Mr. Dapps.
Okay.
That was beautiful. No, it was thanks. So beautiful and like thought provoking. And like, I started to feel guilty about what I had said because I was so spicy. But no,
deep thoughts was great. With Mr. Dapps. But then we need the fun like music underneath it and like the ethereal clouds going by.
No, what we need is these big sweeping shots of you like looking off into the distance.
Oh, off into the distance.
And then looking off the other way while like clouds and words float in front of you.
That would totally work. All right. What would also work is a video of Indiana.
Did you pay me?
I think it's time for IndyCam. You ready for this week's IndyCam?
I think I'm ready. I don't know if Indy is ready.
We'll see. Clearly not a fan of those cats. He's like, I think they're going to eat me.
So what the thing about Indiana is that he is a chicken. I love him. Indiana, you can hear my voice because I know you are watching this on the other side of the wall. You are a big old chicken. We saw a dog at the park the other day that the dog was very excited to meet him, was very friendly. And Indy hid behind my whole body. And then when the dog walked away, he was like, Mom, that was my friend. Why are we leaving? The dude's a chicken. To be fair, the cat that you just saw in that video, very elusive, very rare. I think Mr. Dapps has seen him twice. Maybe, if he's lucky. His name is Dusty, and he is a little bit of a bully. Like, I'm scared of him, ever so slightly. And so what you can't hear in that video is Dusty just screaming. He has, like, that guttural, like, cat scream in his throat. Like at Indy. So Indy was like, oh, I don't want any trouble. he does not understand that he's bigger than them. He does not get it.
Fair.
Anyway,
fair.
That's our little chicken.
Poor little guy. All right. Well, the holidays have begun at the Disneyland Resort, and with it sees the return of Disney Viva Navidad, World of Colors, what is it, Celebrate or Season of Light, lost Season it there for Light. A second. Believe in Holiday Magic, a Christmas Fantasy Parade, tons of food, tons of entertainment, and most importantly, Fat Cat Swinger is playing at the Disney Festival of Holidays Wednesday nights through Friday nights. And before we get into all of that, I would love to hear from you in the chat and online, anywhere. What do you think of doing Fat Cat Fridays, where we all go to, when I get back and I'm time, I don't know how many weeks we're actually going to get for this, but we can just have DAPS people show up on Fridays to watch the two sets of Fat Cat Swinger and show our support for them. And I think it would be fun. Wear your buttons if you don't have one, get one, or shirts or whatever.
I don't have
one. And show
one.
Up. And then what you do is, because Marco and Mark and the gang don't know anything about this, it's just something I came up with, is what you do is you walk up to them and you say, "Hey, Marco, hey, Mark, I'm here for Fat Cat Friday." And then they'll be like, "Oh, that's great." And they're going to have no clue what's going on. And then you'll be like, "Oh, it was Mr. Dapp's idea. He didn't tell you." And like, make it completely one of those weird, like, ha-ha things.
You're going to make them think that they forgot something. You're going to make them panic.
I think it would be hilarious, though, wouldn't it?
Would you be able to pull off Friday the 1st?
Sure, why not?
I can't, but you might be able to.
Maybe, we'll see. Yeah, like, maybe that will be the day I make it in. But we will see what we can do. But it's actually funnier if I'm not there for a couple of weeks, because then you can like flat out ask, "Oh, where's Mr. Dapps for Fat Cat Friday? He said this is a thing."
Mr. Dapps. So, yeah.
Just like make it a thing. Run with Fat Cat Friday. Do hashtag Let's Go See PCS and hashtag Fat Cat Friday.
Yeah. This is an important question. This is an important question. Is the Friday with an F or a PH?
Oh, it's with a PH. Good call.
Yeah, Fat Cat. So yep. Hashtag Fat Cat Friday, but the Friday is with a PH. I think Mr. Dapps is going to drop it in the chat right now. If
I did.
I can read his body language. Love it.
That is going to be fun. So hashtag Fat Cat Friday. And even better is if when you get selfies with them, do stories or videos and have them yell Fat Cat Friday, like everybody yell Fat Cat Friday, and then make sure to tag us and we will share that on the Dapps Magic social media, because this will be a thing and it'll be hilarious. And the more people that you can get to do it, the better. So invite your friends, invite your families. As you meet people in the parks, invite them along too. And it'll be a fun holiday tradition that we're going to start and continue on into into Food and Wine as well this spring. Great.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you like this. All right. Also, there are a ton of other things happening around the resort for the holidays at Disneyland Resort. There's the parade. There's all of this stuff we totally mentioned already. What is your favorite part about the holidays at the Disneyland Resort, Katie?
I don't know. I love Mickey's Happy Holidays.
Classic.
Yeah. I love the food. The thing that gets me, though, and you can attest to this. I was trying to tell somebody this today and they just didn't understand. I don't like peppermint. I don't like many holiday flavors. Sometimes they're just really good, like meat and cheese dishes that I'm like all about. I'm like, yo, pass over that. It's not Passover, it's Christmas, but give me some of that food, I want it. But so much of it is peppermint or gingerbread or things of that nature. But I like the food when it's like, when it's not peppermint or gingerbread,
which
or...
there's a lot of stuff that's not that stuff, so that's there. You've got lots of options, and we've actually got a lot of those up on the website that you can see. We should note another band that we really enjoy, which is mostly kosher, this year is back in Hollywood Backlots on its own new stage. Not the Hollywood Backlot stage, but a stage behind the stage, kind of. And you can
where
catch
Finn's
them
used to
over
be.
There.
Where Flynn's used
yeah,
to
where
be.
Flynn's
yeah,
where Flynn's used to be. Which would be amazing if they still had Flynn's and mostly kosher. Like, I would be all for that because then you could play games in between
As like
sets.
if you could play air hockey while you're listening to Mostly Kosher.
Because then we could have, well, you do it between, like when they're not on, not performing, and then you go do it. Because then you can have the best of both worlds.
I'm gonna
And
play speedball.
we used to have those tournaments on Sunday nights. Johnny and Steve-O and all those people. It was hilarious.
I have heard the legends.
They were legendary.
Yeah. I am not good at air hockey. I always get hurt somehow.
Then maybe you can judge. I don't know.
No, I want to play skee ball. Can I play skee
There you go.
ball?
Why not?
Yeah.
In our
Yeah.
imaginary arcade that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Christmas Fantasy Parade is always awesome as well. Believe in Holiday Magic is very sweet, and
Do
you
you
can watch
think
it
it
from
could
different places.
snow?
There is new snow this year in
There is.
downtown Disney
Where is
District, which
it?
it's over by, well, really, it's by Splitsville, I think is the easiest way to say it, out in the middle. So, kind of in
What?
Wonderground area, huh?
I was like, what do we consider that? Like, that's
It's
not
like
really west. That's not really
they said
east.
between Jazz Kitchen and Black Tap. And I'm like, that's a kind of a small area, but who knows?
I
Hopefully, we get a video of it
also
at some point.
heard there was snow somewhere else, but I haven't seen it on social media, so I don't want to say anything.
I do
Let me put
not
it,
know.
I'm gonna put it in the private chat.
Okay.
Anyway, that is simply something that I
We
heard.
will investigate that and find out, I guess.
Yeah.
There we go. But yeah, but it's the most magical time of year, and definitely don't want to miss it. Let us know your favorite parts beyond Fat Cat Friday with a PH, so don't miss that. And we will have more videos going up and all of that jazz as well. Yes, Katie.
I'm gonna plug something because again, I am Mr. Dapp's hype man. And there is this very lovely and beautiful article, I can't speak, that you wrote last year about the holidays at the Disneyland Resort and how it reminds you of growing up and the places that you lived. And do you even remember writing this article?
Yeah, I just don't
Okay,
remember if it was
good.
last year. I was like, what year did I do that?
I'm fairly certain it was last year.
We'll have to find it and we'll put it in the show notes.
Anyway, we'll put it in the show notes. It is a an absolutely lovely read. It is an insight into Mr. Dapps. And I think it is everything that the holidays are about. So when it is in the show notes, or if you can find it on the Dapps
Send
Magic
it to
website.
us. And then we can put it in the show notes. There you go.
Yeah, so that's I just wanted to do a quick plug, and that is on dappsmagic.com.
There you go. All right, we are going to give you all a treat tonight because, as you all hopefully know, I am in Japan where I've been going on lots of adventures. And today I'm going to show you two things that have happened to me in the last 24 hours, both of them a little bit unexpected. And I don't think anybody has seen, maybe one or two people have seen this thing first. But yesterday I went to a volcano where I ate a black egg, and it was a very interesting experience. But I was literally, I'm going to say yards away from a smoke vent or a steam vent of this volcano. Like, it smelled, it was hot. Like, it was a really weird experience, but it was also completely, organized, I guess you could say. Like, they had like tubes or holes in the mountain where if it were to erupt, it would like point it all this way, and there was like troughs for the lava to go down, and they were all clean, so it hasn't happened yet in this system, so who knows if it works or not. But the last time this volcano erupted was in 2015, which is not that long ago. And after traipsing around this volcano, we basically went on what they call a ropeway, which is Japan's version of the Skyliner, like almost identical to the Skyliner, but bigger. I was telling my nephew about how we go on these at Walt Disney World, and he was not comprehending that there's something different than this land, but that's fine. So, the last Skyliner ride that I went on was the one where you actually go over the volcano, and this is what it looks like to be right above a volcano. And
You
it
look
was
so
weird.
calm.
It was fun.
You look way more
I was
calm
having
than
a
I would
blast.
look.
The people I was with were a little bit more uncomfortable, I guess you could say, than I was. But yes, and to answer your question, Taryn, it's a egg that they cook in sulfuric water from a hot spring or in a hot spring, and somehow it turns the shell black. The inside's normal looking, but and it's a slightly different taste, but
And now I'm going to answer their question. He
what?
found the egg on the ground, then he went for a little chomp.
Oh no, we
Their
purchased it. You
phrasing
come in
of
a
the
pack of
question
four,
was so funny.
and it is. But yeah, you order it, comes in a pack of four. They've got a million of them going because everybody is doing this thing because apparently that's what you do. And they are ridiculously hot because they've been sitting in there for an hour. And it was a very weird, interesting experience. And I'll have more about it up on my trip report. And there will be vlogs for all of these too. But I've discovered staying in a house with a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old is very hard to narrate anything for the vlogs, which was my plan. So I will do that when I get back, probably.
Valid.
But yes, I'm excited about them. But today I went on an adventure, and we've been to Kanazaki Park before, and you can see that post already. And we went to a lighthouse there and a beach, and it was very pretty. And this park is massive. Like, I don't even know how big it is, but it's massive. And so we went to a completely different end of the park today. And basically so the kids could go on a slide, which I decided to do as well. And I'm just going to show you this sliding experience because I filmed it. Because as soon as I saw it, I knew that I couldn't not film it. So I will tell you, I gained air. I did not lose my hat. And the end is a little bit funny because I almost died. Enjoy.
That was scary.
It was faster than I was expecting, and then I
You
found
went
out from my
zoom in.
sister, and then I found out from my sister that she always slows it down as much as she can when she's going down. And so in the middle, you see a part where my feet come up, and that's literally the part where I went boomp and definitely gained some air. But you sit on this little plastic, almost like a little, I don't know, it's a little
Like toboggan type thing.
toboggan type thing. Yeah, that you ride down so you don't ruin your clothes. And they so my nephews and niece have their own, but you show up at this place and there's a box to the left where they just have communal toboggans that you can use also, which I thought was interesting. And it's kind of the same, like it's amazing how trusting and they don't betray the trust also, I guess I should say here. Where people leave their bikes places and they're fine. People leave their cars open, they're fine. They leave their houses open and they're fine. And like kindergartners wear yellow hats because if they were to get lost, then adults know that the kindergartner is lost. And with the yellow hat, they can help them find their way home because they just send them loose on buses and
That
whatnot.
is
Like, this is
adorable.
it is. And you see, like, we were at one of the shrines, and I saw all these little kids with yellow hats, and I had no clue why. And then later I found out, and Christy was like, "Oh, do you see that kid with the yellow hat?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that's a kindergartner that they wear the hat in case they get lost." And I'm like, "That is kind of brilliant." Like, I don't know. And but no, that's it's just a very cool culture out here where you get to see the goodness of people that really are looking out for other people. Like when kids are upset, everybody is there to help out. Like even on the gondola yesterday, my nephew Hunter, who's 5 years old, was probably a little bit nervous, it sounded like. And this guy behind us on the other part of the gondola turns around and is like, are you a little bit nervous? And then the next thing you know, everybody in the gondola, because I think we were the only non-Japanese in it, we're all trying to help Hunter have more fun. And it really That's was so cute. Cute. And but they all just invest in the children of the country that are in the country, no matter who they are, what they are, whatever. And it really is fun to watch and to see. But that was my slide. That's what they're used to.
That's and, terrifying.
Yeah. And the going down part is actually the fun part. And then you have to climb back up. There's stairs that go around the outside. And I would guess that was probably 4 stories tall, at least, as I was climbing back up. So I was kind of like, oh, and you climbed up this huge hill to get there in the first place through this park. But
I wish that there was a video of you coming down the slide, like a third person.
We were actually talking about that, but I didn't want to keep climbing up the stairs. And
I would also like to address in the chat, Jeff said he is shocked you did not lose your hat. When I tell you that this man is like Indiana Jones, this man is like Indiana Jones. I don't know that I've ever seen him without his hat. Like, that's scary. The hat is always on. Even if he takes the hat off, there is another hat inside of it.
It's like a magic trick.
Yeah, it's like, do you know, this might be a reference that maybe people understand. I hope they do. How I Met Your Mother, how there is never a bad photo of Barney Stinson. There is you can never catch Mr. Daps without a hat. You can't. It's impossible.
Never know. Yeah.
Show us the Daps airtime cut. The Snyder cut.
That was the one. I did film more of like what it looked like as the entire slide as I was walking back up, just because I was like, that thing is really tall. And honestly, I'm kind of glad at the top I didn't realize how long it was. Because even when you first go off the slide, you're probably there's like a drop right there. And it's probably got poles that are a good 12 to 16 feet tall along the side of this hill that you're just going down back and forth. And it was interesting.
I am so jealous of your adventures, to say the least.
They're unique.
Today, I saw a moth. That was my adventure. Thanks for listening.
That's true. But all right. Well, we are running out of time, Katie. What should people do?
You should go to devsmagic.com. Check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens. You thought I forgot.
No wonder.
Got you. From there, you could subscribe to our mailing list. And then you can also find our Patreon, where Mr. Daps is uploading a lot of cool things from Japan.
And make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss any of the videos that are going up as they go up. We've got lots of holiday videos, Japan videos, and more. Don't forget Disney This Day while you're over there as well to find out what happened every day in Disney history with Egon Bonkers, which is just a great way to start your day. But that is all the time we have for you this week. So we will see you round the corner.
Bye!